In Sukkot of Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah in the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis told us all of the halachos about an arava. Most of the halachos were already nogea to hadasim and to lulav as well, but the one additional halacha is that tzaftzufa psula, a certain type of arava that has a round leaf, is possible. The Gemara went on to teach that when the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of arava, it says arve nachal in the plural. So two opinions about why it says it in the plural of arve nachal. First opinion is that comes to include shalbal v'shalharin, not only that grows by a nachal, that grows by a stream, even if it grows in a field that's irrigated by rain, or if it grows in the mountains, that's also a kasher arava. Abishol says no, arve yishtayim. It teaches us that there are two separate mitzvahs of arava. There's a mitzvah of arava shabalulav, and then there's a separate mitzvah of arava on the Mizbeach on Hoshana Rabbah, and the Gemara tells us, and that's part of the halachal Moshe Misinai of Eser Netios Arav Nisach Hamayim halachal Moshe Misinai, meaning if you don't use the pasuk to teach me about Arava, so then you would learn the mitzvah of Arava from the halachal Moshe Misinai. The Gemara defines what is the difference between Tzaftzifa and a regular Arava. So first off, Tzaftzifa is definitely inferior. We learned that from the Tocha that the Navi Yecheskel tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzaftzifa Samo, that I thought Klal Yisrael is going to be Kekachal Mayim Rabim, they're going to be like Aravos, which is a more Meshubach, a better thing, but instead, what did they become? They became Tzaftzifa Samo, they became Tzaftzifa instead, which shows you that clearly it's a lower level, it's clearly inferior to Arava. What are the differences physically between them? So three basic characteristics of an Arava. An Arava is Kanashala Edom, it has a red stalk. Alashala Mashuch, it's leaves are long, and pia chalak, the edges of the leaves are smooth, whereas tzaftzifa has a white stalk, its leaves are round, and the edges of the leaves are jagged. So the Gemara goes on to tell us that it tells us the three or four different things, or five different things, whose names changed after the Churban HaBayis. Aravta became chalafta, chalafta became aravta, and that's important to know, so we can know which to use for a lulav. A shofar became a chatzotzros, chatzotzros became shofar, that's important to know, so we can know which to use for the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Paturta became patura, and patura became paturta, those are just different sized tables, and that's important to know just for mekach u'memkar, that if you have a deal that someone's supposed to provide you with a patura, you have to know what to expect. Beikasi became avlila, avlila became beikasi, that's important to know for ilchus treifus of an animal. And bavel became Borsif became Bavel, that's important to know for Gittin, so that to know whether we require Bifanei Nechtav or Bifanei Nechtav. Then the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Dalet and Beis tells us that Rabbi Yishmael's Shita is that we take three Adasim, two Aravos, one Lulav, one Esrog. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he holds, no, one of each. One Hadas, one Arava, one Lulav, one Esrog. There's also Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the Hadasim can be Ketumim, whether the tips of the Hadasim could be cut off. Rabbi Tarfon sounds like he says that as long as one of them is Eino Katum, one of the three is Eino Katum, that's good enough, but the Gemara explains, no, Mimanav Shuch, if you hold that it could be Katum, then they can all be Katum. If you hold it can't be Katum, none of them could be Katum. What Rabbi Shmuel is really doing is he's changing his mind. When he says that as long as one of them is Eino Katum, he's saying that you only really need one Hadas. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon says that Afilu Shlashan Katumim, they can all be cut off on the top, and that's perfectly fine because he holds that there is no problem of Ketumim at all. The Gemara tells us toward the end, before the Mishnah, that Shmuel told the people who were selling Hadassim that they better sell it at a fair price, otherwise he's going to tell them, he's going to publicize a psak like Rabbi Tarfon, that Hadassim are allowed to be Ketumim, and then it's going to ruin their business. So the Gemara says, well, if he's Mekel, why didn't he just be Mekel like Rabbi Akiva? If he wants to threaten them with a Kula, you could threaten them even better, that you only need one Hadass. The Gemara says, no, it's not a better threat, because one Hadas that's not Katum is harder to come by than three Hadasim that are Katum. And then the last part of the daf was the Mishnah about Esrogim. In addition to all of the regular halachos that apply to all of the Dalin Minim, like Gazel and Yavesh, Asherah, Ir, Nidachas, by Esrog, since it's a fruit, we have a din of an Esrog Shal Orla being Pasul, we have a din of Esrog Shal Truma Temeya being Pasul, and Truma Tahora being Kasher Bidiyeved, and Esrog Shal Demai was a machlokas between Beishamah and Beisilel, Esrog Shal Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim is kosher b'di'evet, and then we discuss the halachas of if part of it becomes discolored, if it gets if it's cracked or something like that, or there's a hole in it. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that when we get to those sugyas in the Gemara.